Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's get today's show going with some bad news.
Some bad news. A guy in Houston whose name is Arish Kavabeki was driving a car the other day when a friend in the back seat opened her door, started to vomit out of his car.
Well, at least worse.
Out of the car than in the car. So that's better, I suppose, yeah.
Except for a police officer was nearby and saw it happen. Okay. So got pulled over and then realized, hey, Arish, this car is stolen. Then they searched the car and found 50 pieces of other people's mail, along with a check with somebody else's name on it, in Arish's wallet.
I thought it was going to be a clown car. For a second, when you said 50 people, I was like, oh,
whoa.
They all just keep coming out of the trunk.
Is it strange that Arish's last name is just one letter off arrest? A-R-R-E-S-H?
It's close.
Turned out that him and his friend had been driving around stealing from people's mailboxes. No word on whether or not the friend was arrested or why she was puking, but Arish is now facing several charges, including felony mail theft. Whoops.
Yeah, don't steal the mail. Also, why are you stealing mail in 2019?
What's the point?
What's happening? Why?
You steal a bunch of
credit card
offers and then fill them out. And it is kind of spooky. Have you ever seen when people will take a credit card offer and they'll shred it and then they'll tape it all back together and fill it out and have the card sent to somebody else's address and the card actually shows up?
If you can tape my credit card whatever application after I've cross-shredded it, steal my identity.
No, but you cross-shred your stuff because you're paranoid about things like
that. Most people do, though. Most shredders...
No, they don't. Yeah, most people do.
They're not like the single shred.
Audrey, do you shred your credit card offers?
No, but now I'm super paranoid.
Do you cross-shred your credit card offers?
Nope, I just leave them out in the open.
When I say cross-shred, it's like they don't make those strips of paper. They don't even make those shredders that do the long lines anymore. What is it, 1980, where they got to fax that credit card application in after they tape it together?
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Find me one. I have one at my
house.
Because it's from the 80s.
No, I bought it off
cheap ass.
I bought it off Amazon like 2 months ago, douche.
Yeah, right.
I just realized you had your Tommy Bahama shirts back.
You
That's right.
Do.
That's right. I picked them up yesterday.
You did or your wife did?
I did.
Did you?
She's out of town.
I'd like to see your receipt, sir.
It's at my house.
I don't believe
Actually,
you.
I cross-shredded it.
Some good news today as well. Chick-fil-A employee saves a customer's life after they went into cardiac arrest. A man went into cardiac arrest last week, Chula Vista, California, and quick-thinking manager at the restaurant, he's only 22 years old, was working the drive-thru on the evening of September 11th when he noticed somebody unconscious next to a car in the parking lot. Security camera footage shows the manager running towards the man in the parking lot. He said the man wasn't breathing, eyes rolled back. Luckily, the manager wants to go to nursing school, and he'd already been taking some pre-nursing classes. Quote, I know this guy was out. I know he didn't have long. I just started chest compressions immediately. Gave the guy CPR, teaching the man's friend to do the same. While somebody called 911, the group switched off, continuing to give chest compressions until emergency crews arrived. Later, paramedics said that he definitely helped save the man's life. There wasn't any hesitation on my part. I just knew that was the place where God placed me at that time, he said.
I'll tell you this much. You're not getting CPR at a Popeye's.
No.
If you go to Burger King and you start having a heart attack, not even in the parking lot up against a car, if you're in the middle of the kitchen laying on the ground, they're all just going to look at you.
I just imagine the guy going, Chick-fil-A, you're the cause and solution to all my problems.
I love you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm hungry now. Does the Chick-fil-A breakfast biscuit sound good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So buttery.
Buttered. Soft. Melts right in your mouth.
Right. Maybe some CPR on the side.
Oh.
Woo. Wendy peppercorn me.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you ever get bothered by your listeners? Like, do any of them ever annoy you online, or maybe you've met them, or they turn out to be a jerk? But don't name names, but just let me know if you've ever experienced this.
Message deleted.
Yeah, man. There's
of course. There's always a bad apple in the group. There's the people that feel like they're somehow owed a prize. Like, if we're just giving, let's call it 21 Pilots tickets away, they're obviously a hot commodity. People want that sort of thing. And then there's somebody that just feels like they deserve them more than everyone else.
Or that, like, we're like screening the phone calls.
Yeah, you're like, no, like, we're just waiting until we tell you to call, and then we give them away. Like,
there's a lot of people who are calling.
There's lots of people that we'd love to give them to, but they don't just give us, like, an unlimited number of tickets. Like, it's a finite number, and everyone has a fair crack at it.
Yeah.
And we get that, you know, there's certain people that really want the tickets, but your desire does not mean that you deserve them more than everyone else. And that's just normally the thing that drives me crazy, is having to explain to people why they also have to take a crack at it like everyone else that's listening.
Because that's how it works.
Yeah.
Fair.
That's fair. There's gaming rules.
Yeah.
And I'd say for me, the number two offender would be the one who's just negative about everything.
Yeah.
Like, I like people who talk trash and all that, but, like, if it's all you do is you're just negative about every band or new song, it's like music changes. The one thing about music is always changing constantly, and if you don't like it, that's...
Oh, you mean like the people that are mad at us for not playing enough Mudvayne anymore?
Even though it's not as hard as you used to be. Even when we were playing Mudvayne and Static X and Slipknot, and, you know, this was one of the most, you know, aggressive radio stations in the country, they were mad at us because we didn't play Slayer. Like, there's always, it's never enough.
A step above.
It's never enough. It's never indie enough, and it cuts two ways.
Alternative music just changed over the years. It really used to be the Korns and Disturbs of the world that were the movers and shakers, and they're just not anymore.
They stopped making music. I would love to play a new System of a Down song. I would love to. But you know what?
They don't make music anymore.
Surge doesn't make music with the band anymore.
They'll go on tour once every 10 years, and that's about it.
And make a mint when they do that. Though I will say, you shared an article with me yesterday about alternative music in the New York Times.
Yep.
And they referred to bands like Blink-182, Green Day, Soundgarden, System of a Down as millennial oldies.
Millennial oldies.
Oh, my God.
Also,
I wanted to die.
Can you imagine if there actually is a radio station one day that's an oldie station playing System of a Down?
I love how those oldie stations are...
A classic rock station.
Oh,
no,
man.
System of a Down.
It is kind of strange
They're already. They're already playing. I mean, the fact Metallica's been in on, classic rock.
Metallica, kind of, and then you think, like, Nirvana on some classic rock stations, but then you think back to the 90s or the early 2000s and bands that were...
Classic rock has been classic rock forever.
Right, like they just decided classic rock was, like, the 60s and 70s, and then some 80s.
Maybe, but
some 80s.
The music changed in the 80s, though, because it became Van Halen, and it became, Def Leppard and Warrant and all the other,
Did you leave out Bon Jovi?
Well, I would have.
How dare you
leave out Bon Jovi's not rock.
Oh, take it back.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's pop, man.
Hey, everyone. You have to let me know the last time each of you cried. What was going on? How long did you cry for? Was it a sob or just like a couple of tears, just a couple of droplets?
Message deleted.
Oh, it's easy, man. Like, last week I was watching that Carnival Row show, and there's a couple scenes in there that just got me. I was, it was up at 2 a.m. My wife's asleep next to me. She didn't even watch a single episode of that series with me.
Are you getting teary-eyed right now just thinking about it? He really is.
There was a sad scene. It got me. It got me cooked.
When my dog died.
Yeah.
Just ugly cry. So at the vet, it's actually pretty smart. Like, when you have to put your dog down, it's really sad. And they give you, a moment, they take care of the procedure or whatever. And you say your goodbyes with them there, and then they leave, and you can say your final goodbyes.
God.
But then they have, like, a separate exit, so you don't have to, like, walk out through the lobby or, like,
see anyone.
So just, like, whenever you're done, like, you can just go ahead and go, because, like, you take care of all the business stuff up front, which is really smart, and then you just stumble down this little hallway and out the door, and
Man.
But, that was a pretty ugly cry. And I guess the one after that was when I got the card from the vet.
Was it the Rainbow Bridge poem?
Yeah. I'm just walking back from my mailbox.
Nice of him to send a postcard.
Yeah, yeah, except for the crushing reminder of one of the saddest days of my life. But yeah, otherwise, thanks, guys.
Mine was in yoga not too long ago.
Yoga?
Yeah. Well, they make you open up your hips, and apparently you really have a lot of emotion in your hips.
How do you open up your
hips? So the
more
I was stretching, that's a great question,
right? What kind of cool-ass yoga class is this?
I mean, I don't even know how to.
I would love to open my hips, my emotional hips.
You hold a lot of emotion in there, and I was just like, oh, okay. And I just started like actually weeping. I cried 6 times in the class.
Did you really?
I swear. I was like, I feel great today. What's happening to me?
Was there other people crying too?
Yeah.
It was?
It's for no reason. Like seriously, I would challenge you, Mahoney.
I'm not going to a yoga class. I'm not allowed to go to yoga classes because I'm just.
There's a restraining order, yeah.
They're like, he's just looking at asses. That's all he's doing.
He's crying and looking at people's asses. It's weird for everyone.
They're blurry.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm going to give my ranking on who I like the most on your show. Feel free to be offended if, you know, if this is what you want. My favorite, hands down, Mahoney.
That's
number
right.
two, Ian. That one needs no explanation, nice. Plain and simple. Number three, Audrey. I don't know her yet, but I like her way more than number four.
Message deleted.
That's you right won't that. Even say my name?
This guy's, wow. he is on to something.
That's hostile.
Hostile.
Yeah, wait.
No, I feel like that's very, congratulations, Ian.
Yeah. Hey, Mahoney.
That's right.
I actually
am. I'm Picard.
Is
you
this
are,
scripted?
You are right.
Is this scripted? I'm angry.
I agree.
I get third.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I am a likable person. I am upset.
Third you're upset because you're third?
Yes.
Third is still better than,
No.
The
over
unnamed.
There.
The
I
unnamed.
Try for number one at all times. I'm too competitive.
Think of it this way. You and I, we've got nowhere to go but up. Mahoney and Ian, expectation is
going to crash and burn.
We're on top of that mountain, baby.
It's on.
Holiday havoc details are coming Monday at 8 a.m. with the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5 and the radio.com app.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So a couple of dudes in the esports business have raised $17 million for a new esports network. It is set to launch in 2020, aims to give the fragmented esports scene a home base for content with higher production value than gamers are used to with online streaming.
I feel like that's kind of low for a new network.
$17 million is very low for a new network.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like the computers that you need to run an esports network are going to, run like half that.
So they have investors from co-founders from Twitch and Riot Games, Blizzard Entertainment. So a lot of the movers and shakers in the space.
Okay.
Esports revenue is expected to top $1 billion this year. Global viewership numbers rivaled those of traditional sports. Nearly 100 million viewers watched last year's League of Legends World Champions, roughly on par with TV viewership for the Super Bowl.
Are they going to be having so you said Twitch. So I'm curious, are they going to have big name Twitchers come through and just you can watch them stream on this network?
But why
or is it just going to be the tournament of tournaments?
Why would they want it? Why would, if you're a big name streamer though, if you're
extra
a ninja
pay.
Or a Dr. Disrespect, why would you want to fragment your base that you already have based on your stream?
I think she's right though. I mean, you think about the way that the NFL is doing it, right? So they have their traditional linear TV rights that they sell for a boatload of money, and then they're taking their streams, the Thursday Night Football, and selling it to Amazon for an additional boatload of money. So you just separate them. So linear becomes different. I just don't know if the audience is going to be there for linear, because right now it's all on demand and you're able to go see it whenever you want, and there's already lots of places. I don't know if the gaming generation and people that are really into gaming are I need a traditional television network.
No, what I'm even just thinking of it for is that for the families who have this, if it's on DirecTV or whatever, they've got DirecTV at home, the kids are going to start turning this on instead of Nickelodeon or Disney, wouldn't you think?
Probably. Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
As you get a little bit older, because maybe there's nothing in that.
Because don't you have to subscribe to Twitch? Don't you have to pay to watch Twitch?
No. Twitch is a free platform.
You can subscribe to somebody's channel and be a booster.
A donor.
Yeah, donor. Yeah. Of it, and they have different subscription models for channels, but traditionally it's just get on there.
Oh,
right, so it's all free. So this being available, I don't know, it certainly seems like there's a market for it. Ultimately, what it comes down to is while viewership is important, it all matters if it's
ad dollars.
If it's sellable, and you got to think that all the money in the space, of course it's going to be sellable. So, I mean, it makes sense to launch this network just from that side of
things. But it still sounds a little janky with only a $17 million launch.
Yeah.
So, like, really, how high-tech are you going to be?
It's one room.
Like, that's like... Yeah.
Rotating it. What, rotating everybody out?
They've got a crew of two people running that place.
So smart faucets and smart toilets are listening to your conversations as well.
Why?
Hard to imagine more intrusive home surveillance devices than a faucet or a toilet that listens to everyone's conversations, but the Delta faucet and Kohler have done just that.
Why would you make a who wants a smart toilet as far as like with Alexa integration, like Alexa, flush my toilet? I mean, that seems a little
still no bidet, but yet somehow there's a need for a smart toilet. Like
is it to monitor how much water is going down? Like Alexa, this was a number one.
Actually, yes, it does monitor that sort of thing. So Kohler is sure that homeowners will. They think that they'll be fine with Alexa being built in, even though Alexa has a whole lot of privacy issues, and those have come to the forefront. But basically, you can sit down in your toilet and you can check things like the weather and traffic. You can get news, etc. So,
because when I'm sitting on the can, I need to check the weather and traffic.
I already do that on my phone.
Yeah,
your phone's already there.
Who goes into the bathroom without their phone?
Psychos. And,
have you ever done that?
Yes.
You're
and
in
it's
a hurry
terrible.
And you sit down. And you're like, oh my god, what am I gonna?
Start reading the back of the labels of like the shampoo bottles.
Right.
I didn't know that was in there.
Who knew? But yeah, I mean, like, I think that we're getting kind of to the point of critical mass on the smart everything. You know, I just don't know if we need smart faucets and toilets. A smart shower would be kind of cool. Like, if you're like, turn on to 89 degrees or whatever, like that would be sort of neat.
Would it be? Would it?
Actually,
maybe there's a different kind of head that like you could get your different.
Tell me about this different kind of.
Why would you need to change the
kind? You should have seen her hand motion too. It's the way.
How to describe it.
It just has a little thing you push down and you.
So what would be cool is because I've seen like the smart showers before, but they're super expensive right now. They're like $2,000 for a smart shower. But it'd be cool if in the morning, because I wake up at the same time every day. If it would just automatically turn on and get to the temperature that I wanted.
My grandparents have the heat, like the smart floors.
Oh, yeah. Brother-in-law has the same thing, like
the
heated
floors. The pipes under them.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's pretty awesome. It's more stuff to go wrong in your house. And, like, let alone with all the, like, the hacking and everything else that goes on right now, I don't want my toilet to get a virus and so I can't flush it. Like that's.
Can you imagine hacking everyone's toilet?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, it's like let's just
be
stop.
The worst supervillain ever.
I don't. My toilet doesn't need to be able to tweet out or reach out and connect with somebody in Istanbul. I'm sorry, it just doesn't need to happen.
Can you imagine that job description though? How would you like to be the person that listens in to people's bathroom bowel movements and reporting back to Amazon for us?
I mean, a job's a job, Dave.
Super mosquitoes are now a thing.
We called this.
We accidentally created them, I guess.
Do you not remember us talking
yes,
about this?
Of course I do.
I said, this is a horrible idea. This is how the zombie apocalypse begins, because we're going to genetically modify mosquitoes, and we're going to mess it up. Have we never seen Jurassic Park?
They were designed by scientists to help populations decrease, and instead they're actually thriving, so these new giant super mosquitoes were supposed to kill off all of the other mosquitoes and then die themselves before they could mate, but these horn dogs managed to figure out how to get it on. 18 months later, there's a new batch of these super mosquitoes specifically congregating in Brazil because, of course, they are.
Yeah, it's like wet and humid and perfect for breeding.
Makes them harder to kill, and these super mosquitoes.
They're the ones setting the fires.
Yo! Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
There's something special about fast food freakouts because people, they get fed up at any sort of establishment. But it seems like the fast food freakouts, people take an all new liberty with really pushing things over the edge. Like, when's the last time that you saw a knockdown, drag out video of a fight at an Outback Steakhouse or even like a Panda Express or something?
I'll tell you why fights don't happen at the Outback. Have you seen those knives? Everybody is losing in that fight.
It's not even the knives. It's the breadboards. You know what I'm talking about? Those little bread boards that like brown loaf of bread comes on. Those things.
Look like the old paddles.
Yeah, that hurt so bad.
The dean at the college had.
Even just the bread.
Man.
Jeremy.
That bread is good. That's a Bavarian loaf.
It is delicious.
It's delicious.
Jeremy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
Good. When's the last time you ate at a fast food restaurant?
That's daily, man.
Daily. What's your favorite fast food joint?
You can't beat Chick-fil-A.
Not a lot of fights happening at Chick-fil-A's.
I've never seen a fight at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. Whataburger. Oh, yeah.
I cannot say I have.
White Castle. Daily. Never at Chick-fil-A.
So I've got three freakouts for you. You're trying to get two out of these three correct. I'm going to play you the audio of what went down, and then you're going to try to figure out which fast food restaurant it happened in. Again, if you get two out of three, you win. And if you get one right today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. You feel like you're going to be pretty good at this game?
Oh, I'm going to kill it.
All right, here we
go. Nice, I like the confidence.
This is number one. This is a woman assaulting one of the employees after, quote, waiting too long. Oh, okay. Not a lot of clues in there. Did sound rather angry though. Was that A, a Burger King, B, a Chick-fil-A, or C, a Subway?
I'm gonna have to go Burger King.
Burger King is correct.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm really surprised.
What gave the Burger King vibes for you, friend?
That person's not eating Chick-fil-A, and she can't afford Subway.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Look out.
Got it.
Fair, though. Super fair.
Here we go on to number two. You can actually win it right here if you get this one right. A woman's order was misread. She's furious. Let's have a listen.
Bitch, I didn't order fries. I ordered ice cream, dumbass. How am I waiting on fries to get done and I didn't order those? Bitch, I know what I ordered. How about that? Wanna read it, dumbass. Read the screen. They tell you to read the screen. There ain't no fries up there with no damn 20 pieces. I'm easy. No, easy. I'm just like, since you trying to talk to me like I was dumb, answer me that with your dumb ass. Don't be quiet now,
because
I got a in my purse like a stick in your
head. Whoa, I was scared and I'm not even involved.
Wow. All right. Is that A, Burger King, again, B, McDonald's, or C, Jack in the Box?
Let's stick with Burger King.
Burger King is incorrect. No, that was Mickey D's, believe it or not. That was
the 20
McDonald's.
Piece. Yeah, she said piece, a 20 piece McNuggets.
Missed that.
They got a 20 piece at Burger King.
They do.
They do. And it's like
$1.99. No way.
It's unbelievably cheap. And you're like, how?
By the way, is that a real thing? I saw somebody posted on social media the Wendy's spicy chicken nugget bucket.
I don't know. What? I haven't heard anything about it. The 50 piece?
Yeah, the 50 piece. And it was like $10 or something like that.
$10.99? Yeah. I don't know if that's legit or not.
Challenge accepted.
But that's...
It looked pretty awesome.
That's about 25 too many nuggets, if we're going to be honest.
That's a party I want to be a part of, honestly.
On to number three here. Woman claims that fast food workers are the devil. She claims that fast food workers are the devil. In the name of Jesus, get out of my store.
Some clues in there, though. Yeah. Some clues in there.
Was that A, Chick-fil-A, B, a Dairy Queen, or C, a Wendy's?
Well, we know it wasn't Chick-fil-A because she said it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Good catch.
Mm-hmm. Good context.
Do you want to hear it one more time before you make your final guess? Because I kind of want to hear it again.
All right.
Bitch, y'all bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus, get out of my store. Bitch, y'all bless you. Bye-bye.
That's why I wanted to hear it again. Did she say, in the name of Jesus, get the F out of my store?
Yes. Yes, he did.
All right, so it's between Dairy Queen and Wendy's for the win. What do you got?
I'm going to Wendy's because if you're going to Dairy Queen ordering burger, you got a problem.
There you go. You nailed it, yeah. Wow.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down. The best around.
This game is so ridiculous.
I love it so much.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Just what the world needed. The gag order to be lifted from John Gosselin so he could talk trash about his ex-wife, Kate Gosselin.
Why are these people in the news?
Because the gag order was lifted. So there's a gag order in place.
No, I know, but why are these people in the news?
Because John Gosselin is talking trash about Kate Gosselin
again.
Why
are these people famous again? Oh, cool, you had 8 kids. Congratulations, you don't know how to use birth control effectively.
Kate Gosselin mentally tortured her young son before sending him off to a special needs institution where he was held for 3 years. Do you remember that song, Solitude, by Edwin McCain back in the day?
No. No, I don't.
It was a song about this kid that got sent away by his mom, even though he didn't need it, uh-huh, and how he wasn't mad at his mom, but okay, he really was mad at
3
him.
3 years, and John is just now deciding to say something?
No, John hasn't been able to because he had a court order that kept him from talking publicly about any of this stuff,
gotcha,
and now
gotcha,
it's
gotcha,
been
gotcha,
removed.
Gotcha.
So John Gosselin, 42, is speaking for the first time after a decade-long gag order was finally lifted. John said that his ex, Kate, 44, is a militant mother who has abused some of their 8 children for years while maintaining the glossy, happy family image that
nobody
we saw on our TV
screens.
Nobody thought
that family was happy. Everybody knows how dysfunctional that family is. I feel bad for the kids being exploited by those 2 awful people.
She still has her own reality show, Kate Plus Date.
Ugh, awful.
Date?
Yeah, so it's John and Kate Plus 8 was the show, but now because she's single, it's Kate Plus Date. Blech.
It just goes to show you, no matter how awful somebody is, there's always some thirsty-ass clown out there trying to get some.
Yeah.
Just what a... Oh, God. If you're the type of dude who would date Kate Gosselin... In today's age, you are just the worst type of person out there, plain and simple. Go away.
John revealed that he discovered Kate had sent their 11-year-old son, Colin, away to a child adolescent behavioral unit in Philadelphia without telling him. John says he later received a letter from the DHS stating that they had received a report of suspected child abuse involving his son and were investigating. John claims he received 50 to 60 letters from the DHS over the years regarding Colin and other children in the family, notifying him of reports of suspected child abuse that were being investigated. He also claims that Kate sent difficult and stubborn Colin away into the care unit despite him having no diagnosed medical condition other than the very common ADHD.
Was there any, did he have any comment about Ed Hardy? Any comment about Ed Hardy or True Religion?
John Gosselin wore a lot of Ed Hardy.
A lot. Like, he ruined that brand.
That was actually the moment that Ed Hardy jumped the shark. So the whole phrase jump the shark was with Happy Days,
yes,
back in the day.
When the Fonz jumped a shark.
He was literally water skiing in one episode and jumped over a shark. And that's where the phrase jump the shark came from, because you're like, all right, it's just gotten so ridiculous that it can't get any more preposterous than this. The moment that John Gosselin was photographed with Michael Lohan, both of them walking through a wooded area because they became fast friends about 10 years ago, and they were both wearing Ed Hardy shirts, that was the moment.
Killed that brand.
Like Thanos, just, there goes your brand.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Tekashi 69, who is
one of the dumbest rappers.
A gangster / rapper. Like, you know, he's got the dumb tattoos all over his face and everything else.
Rainbow hair.
Yeah, he has been accused of being involved in all sorts of awful stuff. And he's on trial, and mm-hmm, instead of just, you know, sucking it up and dealing with the consequences for his actions, he is ratting out all of his former co-gang members. He is
good,
singing like a bird on the stage.
Good. Great.
Actual audio from the trial right there.
And we don't need the streets stop snitching. I'm all about start snitching. If somebody's breaking the law and committing crimes and hurting other people, snitch their ass
out.
But
he thought that he was going to get away with everything.
Yep.
And now he's like, oh, wow, I'm actually not, so let me go ahead and start snitching now.
What do you expect from a guy who tattooed 69 on his face? It's not exactly like we're dealing with a modern-day Rhodes Scholar here. You know, this guy is he's found a way to make money
Well, he just beat, didn't he but just beat a pedophilia case right before this?
He's a literal
creep. He is a creep. And what's interesting is that we were talking about this yesterday when the news started to come out about him snitching, and then he was in trial or in court again yesterday on this trial, and he was snitching even more, and we're like, okay, well, let's say that this actually works for him, and he has to go into, like, witness protection or something like that. How do you do that when you have 30 face tattoos?
Kat Von D has a great cover-up for people who have tattoos. Maybe he's just going to walk throughout life and shave that rainbow hair and wake up every morning and put makeup on.
Put on the makeup. Good plan.
You ever see those people who have, like, the, basically, it's like, whatever, like a giant poem tattooed on somewhere on their body, you know? You ever seen those out there?
Yeah.
I've been seeing more and more of those getting covered up. Is that the modern day equivalent of burning books?
Yeah. I guess it is. Concealer.
Just a
foundation.
Just a thought.
So, Carrie, how do you say his last name?
Yules?
Whatever. The guy who played Wesley in The Princess Bride.
And also Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Robin Hood Men in Tights. And he was the stepdad in Liar Liar, if you remember that.
The news anchor in The News Anchor in The Getaway, if you remember that movie. That was a fantastic movie. Charlie Sheen's finest work.
Whoa.
The internet yesterday all kind of rallied when the idea of The Princess Bride being remade was floated by the CEO of Sony Pictures. Everyone just sort of unanimously was like,
No.
And Carrie, who played again Wesley in the film, had a pretty good response to it as well. He said, quote, "There is a shortage of perfect movies in this world. It would be a pity to damage this one." Of course, referencing the famous line from the movie.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
I hate that guy so much. That wasn't actually him.
That wasn't him, no.
That was the bad guy. That was the evil prince. I didn't realize that Mandy Patinkin, who played the Inigo Montoya, was married to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Really?
And they've been married for like 25 years.
They're currently married?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I saw her she tweeting yesterday about it. I was like, really? She's married to Inigo Montoya? All right.
Did you kill his father? You should be prepared to die.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
See, this is what politicians should run on. Like, do not remake movies that don't need to be remade, where we can all come together. We can heal all the wounds, everything else.
Don't remake movies that don't need to be remade, and enough with the whole daylight saving time thing.
And bidets.
Bidets
in every house.
Get behind.
Yeah.
That's right.
You'd get behind the bidet.
I'd get behind the daylight savings.
I get on top of the bidet.
No.
That's what I'm doing. I want it to be fresh and clean up in here, as Outkast once said.
I want to be like Old Faithful on my beehole.
Every time you bring up a bidet, I always wonder, how dirty is it down there for you?
You don't know.
You don't know. Don't go down there.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Reflections with Richard.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
A.K.A. The Dick Diary.
That's my voice. Yeah, that's who I am.
So if you've never heard Richard before, he is one of the most interesting people that Ian has encountered out on the streets. And you actually met him initially at a bus stop, right?
Well, actually, I met him outside a coffee shop at a bus stop using a very old laptop. He was getting into the Wi-Fi.
And he kept dropping his beers, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he had a little tote bag just full of Keystone Tallboys.
Hell yeah.
And he tipped one over, and I heard him shout an expletive, and it was from there I knew I needed him in my life.
And you have been trying to track him down ever since, but he is a bit tricky to get in touch with because he doesn't communicate through the normal means of even like a pager. That would be an upgrade.
No.
But he doesn't have a cell phone.
I have been communicating with him via email since July, and he hops around a lot. He's a vagabond. He goes from place to place. So I'll get an email from him every 5 days. We try to coordinate a time and a place to meet up, like a bus stop, local library. One time it was a 99-cent store. It's just he doesn't show up sometimes.
How many of these meetings did you plan that he did not come to?
How many meetings did you actually go to?
How many meetings did I actually go to? Four.
Four meetings that he didn't show up.
In total, we had five. I stopped going after the fourth. I was like, okay, not even going to attempt this. But fate have it, I was driving around one day and I found Richard at the gas station.
You just happened upon him?
I did. I saw a very, very tall, lanky man with a big hat on, big sunglasses, skinny jeans, and a flowing, almost Tommy Bahama-esque shirt.
Does he look like Jerry Lee Lewis or Jerry Lewis? Because I imagine that's just, I'm picturing Jerry Lewis, right? Hearing his voice.
He's African-American, so.
Which shocked me, too, when I first heard this. I thought for sure he was like,
shock me.
I thought he had like black slick back hair, a white guy.
I pictured Jerry Lewis.
No, not
Jerry Lewis. That's like, well, that's a compliment. No, Richard is about, I would say, in his early 30s, fairly well put together. Again, very well dressed, but he is just so weird. And once he starts talking, he doesn't stop. So I wanted to do something called Reflections with Richard, where we just dive into the mind that is Richard.
So, Audrey, since you didn't hear the first one with Richard, I'll just do a quick little revisit, and this is for everyone that also is being introduced to Richard for the first time today.
Oh, God. She married him, and I wanted to sleep with him. That's my confession. I wanted to be with him.
Your cousin's wife?
Boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend.
I'm gay.
So just to give you a little bit of an idea of Richard and his MO, and now we have Reflections with Richard, a.k.a. the Dick Diaries, for the very first time here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Richard reflects on the worst thing he's ever done.
The worst thing that I've ever done is burn something down. This was in Denver a few years ago. They don't know. They have no idea the f***. You attacked me, so f***. You bitch, you. And good luck looking for me, motherfucker.
What did Richard burn down?
A bar. No, it was half of it. I sure did. What I did, I took a nail polish, I put it in front of the door, and then I just started on fire. I watched the burn. I went across the street and watched the bitches run out of the motherfucker.
Where does one go after burning down a bar?
I went to New York from there. I was in Hempstead. I was in Long Island. I was out many places in New York. I met a very beautiful Italian man that was my best friend.
Beautiful Italian.
And then me and my mom decided to leave New York. We came out to L.A. And then from there, we came out here. We were out here when I was like 16, 17 years old. We decided to come back out here because the people, we like the people out here, so.
Is he a hooker?
I'm always a hooker. So, kid.
He's definitely not joking. What's next for Richard?
Right now, what I want to do, I want to open a restaurant, bar, and have like kind of a like comedy thing on the side where people get on stage and have like a little sketch show, and I just serve people drinks and serve them food. That's my dream. That's what I want. Everyone keeps telling me I'm a comedian, so I guess so.
Richard shows us some of his famous comedy.
No, there's my joke. No.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I could listen to Richard tell us about his life for hours on end.
He's an arsonist. He's an arsonist.
Burn that bar down.
He burned it down.
With nail polish.
Good luck finding him.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Did you guys see everyone freaking out on social media yesterday because, you know, the whole Area 51 thing is coming up this weekend, and then there was those things in the sky that were on the east side of town.
Yes.
And looked like they were UFOs, and no, they were just skydivers that were from the Navy that were skydiving into the Sam Boyd Stadium because there was a sporting event going on. So, sorry guys, no UFOs on the east side of town in the sky last night.
They did that on purpose.
You think so?
I think so.
Seems like it.
People are just stupid.
But Rachel, which is the area where everything is supposed to be going down with this alien stock, put this on the town's official website in all caps. Stay away from Rachel next weekend.
Sounds more like a Karen to me.
Their official website is rachel-nevada.com. It says the latest escalation in a series of dire forecasts on the website since the Storm Area 51 phenomenon took hold. I'm actually getting a lot of support from all of the residents, said the webmaster and a man that lives with Rachel by the name of George, but it's the strangest spelling of George that I've ever seen. J-O-E-R-G. Like, so Joe, R-G. All right. Everyone wants this to go away. Everyone but the little alien. They are the ones that are making money off of it. The owner of the little alien, Connie West, who's preparing for this, says that She knows many people are going to descend upon her small hotel, bar, and diner this weekend, and she has reached out to the neighbors to offer to rent their land to be used for parking and hope the Alien Stock Festival could be a means to help the community. A group of 8 landowners who control roughly half the acreage in Rachel said they and others likely will take turns watching over their property and the festival goers.
I really hope the...
This just sounds like things are going to get out of control out there,
man. Of course they are. This is a stupid idea to begin with. It was a joke to begin with. The internet has latched onto it. I don't know. Do you think the... I would like to see the city outline or the city like limits of Rachel. Do you think it's like the famous... It's modeled after the famous Rachel haircut from Friends.
Which
one? There was a lot of iconic ones.
The bob.
Yeah. The bob with the swoop, right? So every time
and
I did
the
have
flippy
a swoop,
under with the curl on. Oh yeah, that was a move.
That was a good look. That was a look.
So MedMen is launching around the clock marijuana delivery service in Las Vegas, 24-hour delivery, which seems kind of unnecessary. I mean, can you imagine having the job of like the 3 a.m. delivery of weed to some weird hotel? I mean, not. I'm not talking about like Aria or Cosmopolitan
like a
or
motel.
Something. Yeah, like one of those sketchy ass by the hour motels and having to go knock on that door.
I feel like you don't deliver there. You say, sorry, we don't deliver to that particular location.
Yeah.
You're not on our perimeter.
Like you're 3 blocks away. What are you talking about? The number of Las Vegas dispensaries that offer delivery through independent contractors, such as Blackbird, which is not a dispensary, have been sanctioned by the state. Planet 13 has seen an uptick in the delivery business, using a third-party contractor for deliveries until a few months ago before bringing it in-house. So a lot of these dispensaries are starting to do it, but MedMen is the first one to do it around the clock.
I don't know if the, like you said, the 3 a.m. deliveries, it's either going to be the best job or the worst job in the world, because I feel like you're either going to be like the savior for the party at 3 a.m. and you're going to get tipped like amazing or just completely stiff. I don't think there's any in-between tipping going on.
It kind of reminds me of the drug dealer you had back in college who would just... Are they going to linger around like ask to hit everything and chill for about 15 minutes too long?
Like, hey, you going to smoke me out? You're like, no, man, this is a transaction. Can you go away?
Yeah, like... I feel like the dispensaries were put into place so that you didn't have to encounter that.
That is why it's so amazing. It is 1,000 times better with marijuana legal. How many millions of dollars have we made in taxes so far?
It's not about that, though. It's so you don't have to sit around with your crappy drug dealer and talk about chemtrails and vaccinations and
nonsense
like that.
I don't want to let you
like
in
that.
My house.
Yeah, like you're a creep.
Yeah, like leave it under a trash can, like down the street.
So there's
the money will be there.
Just put it underneath my doormat.
New cases of vaping-related illnesses in Clark County, and they have been identified as people being 18 or older this time. So this affects younger people as well as older people. All 3 were hospitalized but are now recovering. According to one district official, one of the individuals reportedly used e-cigarettes for nicotine products only. 2 of the individuals reported using products with THC, which is kind of astounding considering that like vape pens are a pretty normal thing, obviously, when you talk about like the flavored e-cigs.
Yeah.
But then also a lot of people use that for marijuana as well.
Yeah.
But you would think that you wouldn't use it enough to get a vaping related illness. And I guess that's the question is how much does it take?
All the time.
Yeah.
Like these kids just do it just to look cool, that made me sound incredibly old.
These kiddos.
Young kids these days.
That wax, have you ever had any of the wax before?
No. What do you do with the wax? Do you smoke it?
Well, it's like they have like vape pens for the wax. Ian knows what I'm talking about.
I know. Yeah.
See, that stuff, like, that is crazy. I could see how you could get sick, but not like an illness. I could see like you just smoke yourself stupid.
Oh, yeah. You black out.
Because,
on that
like,
stuff,
one hit of that, and you are like, whoo, like, the first time years ago, before
like
it was.
The dabs? Are we talking about THC dabs?
Yes.
Before it was ever legal, I remember trying this. And it was kind of right when they first came out, and I hit it. I'm like, I don't really feel anything. And then took like another big one, and then like a minute later, it just like hit me like I got hit by a semi tractor trailer. Like, it was not good. I had to sleep in my car.
Slept in your car?
What? Yeah.
Please tell me you were in your garage.
No, this is before I had a garage. This is right. When I had roommates.
Before the garage days.
I parked on the streets back then. I was a man of the streets.
So if you love shopping but you hate carrying things, there's a new service for you. Mahoney, you even make this sound like it's a little too lazy for you. It's called Drop It. It's created by a startup that's actually out of the UK. It's a mobile app that allows customers to leave their purchase at a store and then have the bags delivered to their home or hotel at a time that they choose, making shopping a bag-free experience.
Is this a Las Vegas only?
No. So, I mean, it started in the UK, but now it's being introduced here in Las Vegas. So the premium outlets on the north side was the first shopping center in the U.S. to actually offer the service, launched in October. Now, the center's owner, Simon Property Group, is expanding the service to all of the Las Vegas properties. That includes Las Vegas Premium Outlet South, the shops at Crystals, and the Forum Shops at Caesars Palace. So, I mean, I get that. Like, if you're a tourist, I guess, and it's just going up to your hotel room, because sometimes your hotel room can actually be like a 30-minute walk if you're shopping in the Forum Shops.
Or you feel like you're going to walk from Mandalay up to MGM, and you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's right there. I can see it.
You're going to have to walk with someone awkwardly for 30 minutes?
No. See, that's what I thought it was.
No, you leave your bags, and then you say, meet me at my room at 6 o'clock tonight.
That's instant theft.
And bring
no, I'm not.
0%. If people from DoorDash are eating your food while they're bringing it to your door, you don't think that somebody's going to look through your things?
I don't feel like this is going to be a gig economy. I feel like you're going to have, like, you know, more dedicated individuals who are doing these sorts of things.
You would hope.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
if it was somebody shadowing me carrying my bags like a butler, nah, man.
Are you kidding me? I want that.
Of course you do.
Yes, I want some dude named Rupert following me around and be like, when shall I meet you at your room, sir? Now? Okay, now I'll wait a little bit. Would you like any coffee? Just showing your shoes for you.
What?
Got a little top hat on.
Uh-huh.
Cummerbund. I'm liking this.
But I want him to walk in very short steps, so he has to, like, scuffle
everywhere.
Scuttle around. Oh, Rupert, you're so fun.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
You got an umbrella over you, too, even though you're...
Well, naturally.
It's not raining.
Even though we're inside.
Uh-huh. What's the guy that used to do that for Diddy? What was his name?
Oh, who is that guy?
Or whatever. He's like a comedian, right?
Was he?
I think so.
It was a real life thing. Diddy had his dude walking around with an umbrella. Yes,
he wasn't really a butler.
It
was a sham. That guy was like a comedian.
Ian, what's his name? Do you have him pulled up?
I believe his name was Mr. Bentley.
Mr. Bentley, yes, that's Bentley. Right. And I bet that Diddy wasn't in on the joke. He really thought that he had some dude following around with an umbrella. Redneck Report is coming up. Another check of the voicemail and your chance to win some last chance passes to Soundhouse, which kicks off tomorrow.
He's a musician, not a comedian.
Oh, exactly. So he was just a thirsty musician
after
that was trying to become something by being Diddy's butler.
Fonzworth. Yeah.
His real name is Derek Watkins, better known as Fonzworth Bentley.
Fonzworth, give me my umbrella.
I mean, he's got
sir.
A Wikipedia page. Fonzworth. So there's that.
Okay, Fonzworth is better than Cornelius, now that I think about it.
No, I like Cornelius.
You like Cornelius?
Yeah, Dr. J, man.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney and Dave, how much would I have to pay each of you to get off social media for a week? What's the minimum amount?
Message deleted.
$10,000.
Really?
I'm just going to ask for 10 grand, see if he'll pay it to me. No, I mean, if somebody, he said for 2 weeks or just for a week? For a week?
Just 1 week.
Full
7 days.
I really like being on social media, though. That's the thing.
I think I would do it cheap just because I want to get off social media anyway.
Okay, so what's the minimum amount you'd do it for?
$100.
$100?
Maybe five.
Because
I feel like $100, I could. $500 can get you.
Yeah,
you cheat,
right? Because there's no value in that. But like $500, you're like, okay, that's
PlayStation.
About $100 a day. You know, that's good money.
Yeah, $100 for a week. I was like, can't even buy a new pair of Jordans for that.
Yeah, it's like $15 a day. You know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't follow through.
Nah, I wouldn't follow through that. But yeah, I'd say probably $500. I would stick it out for $500.
$1,000 for me, I think.
Okay.
Just because I do like. I don't even know if I like being on social media.
No, you don't.
It's just such a habit.
You like the dopamine.
Yes.
Yeah, I just pick up the phone and just sit here and just, you know,
scroll,
instantly just push
scroll.
On the push on every little app, because I got my little four apps that I go to of my social media. And
what are your favorite apps? Where do you go?
I go Instagram first. Mm-hmm. I go Twitter second. Mm-hmm. I hate Facebook, but I go there third. And then LinkedIn is fourth.
LinkedIn?
LinkedIn. Yeah.
You use LinkedIn still?
For what?
Yeah, I do business, y'all.
And you do it via LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, crap. I need to put my LinkedIn back up. I haven't updated it in a long time.
I've never used LinkedIn ever.
Of course. You don't do business, man.
I do business. I got all sorts of business deals going
like
on.
Like what?
Well, I can't tell you. I signed an NDA.
I'm surprised you even know what an NDA is.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm not really sure why I hate, but I hate the name Tabitha. For some reason, it reminds me of a cat, like a tabby cat. You know, it's the woman's name, though, Tabitha. It just makes me want to cringe. I don't get it.
Message deleted.
I think I've only known one Tabitha in my life, and that was like in elementary school / middle school.
Same.
Also, what's wrong with tabby cats? Tabby cats are awesome.
Those are the orange ones, right?
Yeah, they're like the Garfield-looking ones.
Yeah, I got nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't either.
I don't have a problem with the name Tabitha.
I don't either.
I have a problem with a guy who has a problem with the name Tabitha.
I just don't know. That's a name you don't see a whole lot anymore.
There's a whole list of other names that I can think of that I hate way worse than
most
Tabitha.
Hated name.
Oh, like, okay, there's the does, like the Chads, right? Uh-huh. But Tyler is just like a ugh.
Oh, name. Tyler gets you, huh?
Yeah.
Did you have a bad experience with the Tyler?
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is the one part of the body that you find to be the weirdest? It's just really weird.
Message deleted.
The belly button.
Oh.
We used to eat out of that.
The tongue.
The tongue.
Like, if you think about the tongue, it's weird. Yeah, this weird thing that comes out of your face.
We have, like, the control that we have with our tongue versus almost every other extremity.
Oh, there's, yeah.
Like, because your finger, there's, like, a bunch of different parts moving in it. Whereas the tongue is just one solid, like,
when you think about it, I mean,
muscle.
So, yeah. Like, you think about athletes, right? And you're amazed by the like, strength. Odell Beckham Jr.'s ability to catch a ball like that. Yeah. Like, that's amazing, right? But when you think about the tongue, if you can master your tongue, I mean, first off, you know, if you can speak three languages fluently, you're considered borderline genius. If you can speak five or six languages, you really are considered a genius. If you have a refined palate, you're considered great in the kitchen and or in a tasting room. And if you are really good with your tongue, you're just great in bed.
I thought that you were going to talk about your ability to catch balls with your tongue. That's immediately where I thought you were going.
I don't like Tyler either, okay?
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You know how sometimes you go through heartbreak with some guy named Tyler, and next thing you know, you're over it. Too soon?
It was 6 whole years ago, and I haven't forgotten.
Police in Lincoln, Nebraska say a 19-year-old woman sparked an apartment fire Monday by burning love letters from her ex in her bedroom.
Seems excessive. Don't.
What do you imagine was on the radio at the time? Just
Till you die, till you die. Oh, yes.
What is she, 40?
Yes.
She's
yes.
19, so probably not Alanis Morissette.
Probably not this song that came out when I was in middle school.
Police said the woman used a butane torch to burn the letters and left some of them on the floor. Then she went to another room to take a nap. She awoke a short time later to find, oh, whoops, the carpet is on fire. They firefighters were able to extinguish the fire within minutes. Official cause of the fire, of course, is her burning letters and $4,000 worth of damage to the building. No one was injured. She was cited for negligent burning. And I think that her ex probably gets the last laugh in this situation.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you have a shared wall with somebody, do not burn stuff indoors. Take it out back.
Yep. Only if you have a shared space.
Only, like, if you've got your own house.
It's your own house, you're just going to burn your own dumb place down.
If you don't live in a, you know, a tract neighborhood like all of us who've got a house that's a spit away, you know, like, then maybe you can burn some stuff.
So a Pennsylvania man, speaking of bad relationships, this guy a little bit older, his name is Jason Mazzicato, 44 years old. He also was mad at his ex. He was taken into custody.
You know, I don't like all this anti-Dave Coulier propaganda that you're putting on the radio, Dave.
This guy actually ended up running into a mess with the FBI because he took things a step further.
What'd he do?
He used his drone to drop explosives on his ex's property.
Oh, my God.
Prosecutors say that he used a drone to drop explosives onto the property. Hasn't been charged with detonating any explosives, but currently faces charges of knowingly operating an aircraft, the drone, without registration.
What kind of
registration for a drone?
Yeah, now you do because people are idiots with their drones.
Yeah, because they're flying them near the airports and stuff.
They're flying them over sporting events and things like that. And then when you think that, you know, drones are getting powerful enough where they can lift things, I mean, you hear about all these companies like Amazon and UPS and everyone else that are delivering packages via drone, the idea that you could attach explosives to it and fly it, you know, over a stadium or something is kind of terrifying.
How soon until we start seeing drone deaths because the drones falling out of the sky hitting people and killing them?
Oh, well.
Not like dropping bombs like this dummy, but I'm saying like just falling out of the sky and landing on heads like coconuts and killing people.
Haven't we had drones for kind of a while, though?
But they're not as
I feel like drones have gotten slightly less fashionable over the last couple of years. Like there was that drone craze where everyone's like, I gotta get a drone, and then everyone ran out and got a drone, and then you're like, things kind of suck. Like they're hard to use, and you always crash them after having them for. I bought my brother a drone for his birthday. My youngest brother Matt
He kept landing on neighbors' houses.
He landed on top of a neighbor's house, and it was one of those like big ass 2-story houses where there's no way to get to the roof. And he's like, "What should I do?" I'm like, "Well, it's gone." Do you go knock on your neighbor's door and ask if you can bring a huge ladder over?
Have we never seen The Sandlot? Do we not know what happens when you go over to a neighbor's house?
Don't go over there, man.
James Earl Jones is going to be very upset.
Get you.
Actually, he's going to be a very nice man.
Surprisingly nice. Scary dog.
The Beast still gives me nightmares.
Somebody just texted us. Alanis Morissette, that song you're playing. Isn't that the drummer from the Foo Fighters? Yeah. Taylor Hawkins used to be the drummer for Alanis Morissette before he joined the Foo Fighters.
Was he?
He was the touring drummer for Alanis Morissette before he joined the Foo Fighters.
That was a lot of hair in that band then. Yeah. Well, still, too. Yeah. Foo Fighters have a lot of hair.
Ryan Reynolds was married to her.
What?
To Alanis Morissette?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to fact check. Like, I don't believe
check it
that.
All day long.
The Canadians, they keep it keep it together.
Yeah, he was with, like, what? Before he that's was with, like, Scarlett Johansson, and it was Alanis Morissette, then Scarlett Johansson, and then...
Blake Lively now. Yeah.
So he's working on his third marriage?
I don't know if he was married to Scarlett. Yeah, he was married to Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. I need to.
See, if Ryan Reynolds could get married 3 times... Don't feel bad if you're working on your 4th.
Or 5th. Or 7th. Ryan Reynolds is still young enough to have another 3 or 4 marriages.
He's definitely going to get married again.
You think so? Yeah. I don't know. Him and Blake Lively seem like they're pretty good together, man.
Oh, my. It's true.
I'm not mad at that. I think I had a huge crush on Alanis Morissette.
I'm not mad about it either.
That video from that song.
Actually, you know what? Will you just pull up a list of Ryan Reynolds' exes?
Yeah.
Like, who he's actually been with? Because...
They really kind of look cute together. He's wearing like this puka shell necklace with a crystal. They look very angsty together.
I think Alanis Morissette
this is his emo phase.
As far as like a sex symbol goes, she has always been vastly underrated. Vastly.
Somebody's mad at us for talking trash about drones. They just texted us, rookies, LOL. I race FPV drones? I mean, okay,
first person, so he wears like a VR goggles.
Oh, you wear like the VR. Oh.
Shut up, you nerd.
Come on.
No, man, there's like nerdy stuff and then there's really nerdy stuff. Nerd, if you're wearing VR goggles and you're racing drones, I'm an athlete. Shut up.
So,
give us a bad name.
It's really no one in particular that's like super standing out. He dated Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
He did?
Yes.
Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. He dated her as well. Yeah.
Is she Canadian?
No, I don't think she's Canadian. She's a witch.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, because they did that movie together. What was that one movie where they weren't supposed to be together? She was his boss
Somebody was in a coma or
something. No. She was his boss and he was her assistant and they ended up falling in love.
What I'm seeing here is just a gradual increase in really attractive women.
The proposal. Well, that's the exact movie I was talking about, where somebody like got into a coma, and then it's like he was his brother, and he fell in love with his fiance. That's what that movie.
Oh wait, no, it's not.
This is supposed to be the Redneck Report. This sucks.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So all of us had parents when we were growing up that did things that were cheap, right? And sometimes it was just to save money. Sometimes it's because there actually was no money to be saved. I grew up in a family with 6 kids, right? Like my parents used to do stuff all of the time in order to try to make ends meet because it's expensive having 6 kids.
Yeah, it's like a basketball team.
Rick said my father would collect ketchup packets. When our ketchup bottle was almost empty, he would sit at the table and squeeze each packet in it until it was at least halfway full. So like the kitchen table at home, he's got these ketchup packets from restaurants and he's just one at a time into the ketchup bottle.
Why don't you just get a drone? Why would you need the...
Just steal the whole ketchup bottle.
No, it's not even that. Just leave the packets. I don't want, like, I don't. You start mixing fancy ketchup and Heinz and the.
He's
then
creating
you get,
his own
then
blend.
Then you get like Hunts. Like, who eats Hunts?
Yeah, it's a red blend. Okay.
Oh, is
he knows what he's doing.
Is that what
it's a proprietary red blend?
He's like a master distiller.
Yes.
He's a ketchup sommelier.
Okay.
Rick said he also attempted to turn 2-ply toilet paper into 1-ply. Thank God my mom stopped him with that one.
Again. No.
Yeah.
You're not even cleaning yourself with that. Yeah. That's just like getting on your fingers.
You're going to have to use more soap. You're going to spend more money in soap if you're using 1-ply because that is dangerously thin. Again, another reason.
I got poop on my knuckle.
That's why we need bidets here in America, people.
Jennifer said, couldn't buy shoes that cost more than $20. And to this day, I still don't buy shoes that cost more than
$20.
Where do you get those? I get, because the
thing is, I would say for guys and women, you know, like dress shoes or the quote unquote dress shoes, you can find like just black shoes or like black heels or things like that. You know, you can find things like that pretty easily. But like as far as tennis shoes, where do you find a under $20 tennis shoe? Because even when you go to like Walmart.
Sale.
Even when you go to Walmart, you can find the starter brand or something like that. Those are still like $20.
Yeah. Blake said he used to buy whole milk and then pour half of it into an empty container and water down both halves and say it's skim milk.
That's not true.
That's not how it works.
Are you sure that's not how that works?
That's not how it works.
They just take the fat. It tastes like water.
Yeah.
But it's basically just removing the fat, right?
Yeah.
But if you've got half the fat and the other half's water.
It's not water.
I'm intrigued by that.
Marty said, everything my parents did was cheap. Like the school would raffle off a bike and I'd only be able to buy one ticket. My dad would say, it only takes one ticket to win, son.
He's not wrong. He ain't wrong, man. How many times have we bought, how many hundreds of dollars have we spent on lotto tickets over the years? And it's always somebody who just bought like
one ticket. They've been playing the same numbers forever, a single ticket. Will said, those damn country crock butter tubs is Tupperware. Beware when you open it. It could be butter. Could be spaghetti. Could be gravy. You don't know. Or the worst, you open it thinking it's going to be something good, and then it's the runoff grease.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm talking about? They use it
for the
like
bacon
for the
grease.
Bacon
that's
grease.
How,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
how,
that's
you,
how
know,
you cook well.
No. Yeah. If you had real Tupperware in the 80s, your family was rich.
Rich.
You were rich.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. The cheap things that your parents did when
I
you were a kid.
I still feel like weird throwing out like the thicker plastic, you know, whatever it may be. I'm like, I could use this for something, even though I never will.
If you go to a restaurant and get like a really good to-go container.
Chinese
you're like,
food containers you're like, all
oh,
the time.
I can meal prep with this. For sure, yeah. Sits in your cabin and never gets used. Still has that residue from the noodles in there.
Meal prepping.
Oh, yeah. That's what I love to do.
The cheap things that your parents did when you were a kid to save money. Maggie joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Maggie?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So we grew up on the east side of town, and at dinner time, we would pass around a rag to wipe our hands and our faces on when we were little, me and my brother. So we didn't have napkins. Fast forward like 10 years later.
No fancy paper towels, nothing like that?
No.
Yeah.
No, but when we moved to the other side of town, my parents ended up having like two more kids, and we would tell them the story about how we passed a rag around the table, and they're like, that's disgusting. I'm like, y'all don't know the struggle.
You don't know what it was like, man. So when
you don't know what it was like.
My mom used to reuse paper towels. Like, she'd use a paper towel, and then if it wasn't like actually covered in something like spaghetti sauce or something, she would lay it out on the counter and let it dry out and then reuse it.
What? I kind of do that whenever I'm like, if I'm like cooking like something, if I've like washed my hands like with like vegetables, not meat, clearly, because that would just spread bacteria. But I kind of do that too, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, am I cheap and gross?
I don't hate a rag. Sometimes I want something a little bit thicker than a paper towel that doesn't have the roughness and the gruffness of a.
Well, there you go.
I know, huh?
Thanks for the call, Maggie. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
You know what I'm talking about. Like, when you wipe your, like, because I don't, my wife doesn't yell at me for using, like, the paper towels because we have napkins and then we have paper towels, but I always go for the paper towels because you get more absorption area
with
those, and I'm not the cleanest eater.
Surprise, surprise. Brian said, my dad would throw one party for me, my brother, and my sister, all of our birthdays within 10 days of each other. But now as a parent of two boys, I look back and praise him for his money-saving measure.
Yeah, absolutely. If they're all 10 days apart from each other, might as well just throw one big party. Yeah. I get being a kid, though. That sucks, but...
Did you time it back? Because if you've got three siblings who are all within 10 days of each other, what is it, like New Year's, Valentine's Day, or their anniversary?
Yeah, it's so funny that you say that because... There's a couple of families that I know, and like all of the siblings have around the same birthday, uh-huh. and it's always like 9 months after the anniversary. You're like, you guys are boning one time a year, always right on the anniversary, and she's just always ovulating, ready to go on that anniversary.
I mean, if you're knocking them out like that, otherwise you're going to have 1,000 kids.
How about this one? This is pretty great. Holly said, my dad would sneak us into campsites after the office was closed, and we'd pitch our tent right next to somebody else's campsite and often right next to their tent, play like it was a mix-up with the reservation that would be remedied when the office opened in the morning, and then pack up and sneak us out before the office opened.
Late night.
So you'd camp for what, like six hours?
Just enough to get the s'mores going. Huh.
Bill said, we used to go to Ponderosa, which is the Midwest version of Sizzler. My dad would... not pay the extra 50 cents for sour cream for my baked potato. Instead, he told me to get blue cheese from the salad bar as it's the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. But to this day, I still put blue cheese on my baked potatoes at times.
I actually feel like that wouldn't be terrible.
You ever eaten a Ponderosa?
So Ponderosa was one, and then Bonanza was the other one. You know what a Bonanza is? So Bonanza was like the all-you-can-eat buffet, but it was...
But they had steaks there, though, right?
It was fancy.
But you couldn't... You
had to upgrade to the steak. Mm-mm. So, I mean, it wasn't, like, in hindsight, actually very fancy. It's like a Golden Corral or, like, any of those type of, like, all-you-can-eat...
Not even that nice.
One of those all-you-can-eat buffets, but... My parents, the most honest people ever, so they would never lie about the kid's age... But I remember one time we went with my uncle, and he's like, oh, yeah, he's 7. I'm like, I'm 12. He's 3, and he's like, I'm 13.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I feel like kids should cost more at buffets because they eat... Like, I eat 1,000 times more when I was a kid than I do as an adult.
Yeah, but they're not eating protein, though. Like, they're just going for Jell-O and cheesecake and all the cheap dessert crap. Man, they used to have this chocolate mousse at Bonanza. Oh, I'd get a whole plate of chocolate mousse and just with a spoon, just bleh. So gross. Where the bad folks
going then? You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So this is a pretty crafty one. When it comes to the cheap things that your parents did when you were younger, instead of putting things on layaway that charge fees, my pop would go to the area in Walmart that would sell the large storage containers and would pack the storage container and hide it on the back of the shelf, and then we would come back later when he had the money to buy
items. Wow.
That's brilliant.
That is a high-level move. High-level move.
Wow.
Another text here at 73100. No longer eat pot pies because my mom used to go to the banquets when they were on sale for like $5 for $1 and stock up.
Yes.
So we'd eat those for a month or two, and then she would go shopping again. To this day, I will not touch a chicken pot pie. And let me tell you this. If I was a single man and I was on Tinder, my bio would say, looking for my chicken pot pie, ride or die.
I'd swipe right on you.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the good one?
7 kids in my family. My dad would slice our ice cream treat. That way everyone got equal amounts. And the poorer we were, the thinner the slices. We had to share meals when we were eating out. So many cheap things. They taught me well. Same thing for me. Like when we were a kid, I remember after, you know, we'd go to church on Sunday, we would go to Wendy's and we would share meals. So like nobody got their own fries. Like you'd share fries. Because, again, there's 6 kids.
If only 5 guys existed back
then. Oh, man, just so many fries. Ridiculous.
But I think that's actually smart because
you don't get fat that way.
You don't get fat, and your kids don't ever finish their entire meals.
Yep.
Do you tell your daughter to finish her plate?
So I'm kind of bent on that a little bit because I just want her to eat enough because my youngest daughter, she will just plow through anything in front of her. I mean, she's
a grown girl.
She eats more than me. It's amazing. But my 3-year-old is in that phase where she doesn't really like to eat because she just wants to run around and play, or she just decides something is disgusting and just doesn't want it. But like I feel like that was kind of part of the generation that we came up in where it was like, finish your plate. And that kind of teaches you to overeat like when you don't want to eat anymore. Mm-hmm. So
As long as she's getting the nutrients that she needs.
Yeah, I just want to make sure she eats enough. And so I try to gauge what that is, as opposed to like forcing her to finish her meal, because you know, like getting in the habit of just stuffing your face for the sake of stuffing your face.
You feel like you have to clean your plate.
And you still have that, right? Like when I'm eating at home, not so much, because you can just put it in the fridge and leave it for leftovers. But when I'm out at a restaurant, for some reason, like, I have that guilt complex. And the strangest thing with beer, too. Like, if I don't even want the beer, I'm like, I have to finish this beer because I paid for it.
It's because you paid for it. That's why you feel like you've got to finish it.
But if you don't want it and it's just going to make you feel terrible, why would you finish it? But it's just
for
whatever reason, it's wired in,
Another one on our text line at 73100. My mom, to this day, will wash plastic forks that they use for parties instead of throwing them away. Another silverware one related, taking silverware from places like IHOP and Denny's from the seats down next to us so they look like they never sat at the table. We passed them off like they were fine china. Also, another one, my dad talks me into taking really nice steak knives from restaurants. I'm 38, he's 65.
Still to this day?
To this day.
To this day.
To this
38
day.
38 and 65, ride or die on the steak knives. I used to work at Outback Steakhouse.
They got stolen all the time, man.
Not just the steak knives. I one time caught a lady loading up her purse with the salt, pepper shaker, the steak knife, and the little breadboard that we were talking about earlier. She had like this big bag, and she's just stealing all this stuff. And I'm like, man, you can't take that. And she just gave me this deadpan look, and I just withered. I just withered away. I'm just like, okay.
Okay, yours now. That is yours now. Wait, you guys have never like stolen like a cool like cup from anywhere?
I mean, I stole some knives from Lone Star. They were like, it was like an Outback.
When you're a broke college kid, you have like a drawer full of
all of my cups in college was whenever we would go to this one pizza joint that had all of the coolest like beer.
I've got
logoed cups.
See, growing up as well as in college. If you open my cabinet, it was all like the extra large plastic cup from McDonald's, you know, when they have like this, the limited release for like a sports team or for a movie or something. It was all just this mishmash of weird
Nothing
matched.
We had Garfield. We had the nice ones where we had the Garfield glass ones that McDonald's put out. Like they were these little tiny ones that had like a little Garfield art on them. I remember we had those for 20 years.
Yeah. Mike said, my parents were so cheap, we would just always eat at my grandparents' house. Like, why eat at home when you can eat somewhere else for free while pretending to hang out?
And you know your grandparents, I mean, here's the thing. Your grandparents are probably much better cooks than you are. All of our grandparents cook way better than we do.
They love spending time with you, too. That just kind of got my heart
a
little bit.
They got you.
Maybe your parents like spending time around your parents.
Around their parents?
Their parents,
I doubt it. Mike knew what was up. He's like, you're just trying to get that cornbread. And here's one for you. If you just really want to be cheap, I used to do this all the time when I was in my 20s. Just hit up one of the free breakfast hotels, like a Holiday Inn Express, in the morning. They don't know that you're not a registered guest. Used to do it all the time. Just walk in.
Did you?
Yeah. No, not me. I'm saying this guy that texted us did.
Wow.
Just roll in, and you're like, I'll have myself some croissants, those weird little way too small boxes of cereal where you have to have like.
Oh, no. They changed that up. They've got the, like.
The towers.
It's the tower where you pull it out now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game changer. No, it all still kind of tastes stale.
Yeah,
but it's all right. Even stale sugar smacks, still pretty good.
Anywhere in Texas, when we lived in Texas, every hotel that we stayed at or anywhere we went around there, every place had a Texas-shaped waffle maker. I think it was like a law in Texas. If you're a hotel that serves breakfast, you have to have a Texas-shaped waffle maker.
That's the best part about staying in the hotels is the ones that have the waffle makers. But I get upset when they don't have it.
You're making waffles?
Yes.
You are?
You're
the person.
I am.
It's all because of you.
Son of a love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Lynn is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Lynn, do you have a dirty mind?
Always.
Great. So this game may be a little tough for you considering. I've got three things that were all said by famous people or in pop culture, what's going on in the world today. And there's nothing dirty about what's being said in any of these clips. I'm going to play you these clips, and you're trying to figure out what's being talked about by not being too distracted by the bleeps that Ian has been so kind to insert. Okay? If you get two out of these three correct, you are going to be our winner today. The first one is good old Al Roker. And him and his sister are having a surgery, and you're trying to figure out what kind of surgery they're going to have.
I'm going in to get a replacement. I've been kind of, all of a sudden, in the last 3 months, my has been deteriorating. And my sister Lisa is having her done, so we got a family going.
Wow.
So what kind of surgery are him and his sister having? A, Tommy John surgery. B, nip.
Really? Did that just happen?
Knee replacement. Or C, hip replacement. I put knee and hip together and it turned into nip.
So hip replacement.
A, Tommy John surgery. B, knee replacement. C, hip replacement. One more time with the audio.
I'm going in to get a replacement. I've been kind of, all of a sudden, in the last 3 months, my has been deteriorating. And my sister Lisa is having her done, so we got a family going.
So which one is it? Tommy John surgery, knee replacement, or hip replacement?
I'm going to go with B, knee replacement.
Knee replacement, unfortunately, is incorrect. It's actually hip replacement. Him and his sister both getting their hips replaced.
Not their nips.
Not their nips.
Not their
if
nips.
If I had hip, would I get both?
It's all right. You're still in this. Still got a couple more.
On to number two here, this is Mark Paul Gosselaar, and you're trying to figure out what news he woke up to.
And if you don't know who Mark Paul Gosselaar is.
He was on a famous TV show. Yes.
I did in just like everybody else this morning. I woke up to this morning with a, response. I mean, I kind of understand it doesn't fit in, but I had no idea it was that long. I mean, people ask me all the time if we're interested in.
So Mark Paul Gosselaar, you're trying to figure out what news he woke up to. Is it A, that there is a Wonder Years reboot? B, he was being considered for Dancing with the Stars? Or C, a Saved by the Bell reboot? One more time with the audio. Oh, you already know the answer. Well, C is...
Oh, yeah.
Play that again, though.
I did in just like everybody else this morning. I woke up to this morning with a, response. I mean, I kind of understand it doesn't fit in, but I had no idea it was that long. I mean, people ask me all the time if we're interested in.
So, yes, a Saved by the Bell.
Zach Morris is a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach Morris is a freak.
One correct, one incorrect. You can get the win right here with this clip. A woman lost her engagement ring, and you're trying to figure out where she lost it.
When I woke up and it was not on my hand, I knew exactly where it was. It was in my I was really happy because I don't know if I'd ever be able to in the same way if I had to search for it. I feel very grateful that I got it back, and it does end as a happy
All right, so this woman lost her engagement ring. Where did she lose it? Was it A, in her stomach, B, in her ear, or C, in her butt? One more time.
When I woke up and it was not on my hand, I knew exactly where it was. It was in my I was really happy because I don't know if I'd ever be able to in the same way if I had to search for it. I feel very grateful that I got it back, and it does end as a happy.
For the win, did she find it A, in her stomach, B, in her ear, or C, in her butt?
Oh, man.
That's hard.
Easy.
I see.
In her butt?
What?
Maybe she was sleeping with her hands in her pants. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe another guess on that one.
Another guess?
Yeah.
A?
In her stomach, final answer?
Yes.
Correct.
She swallowed.
She actually was having a dream that she was on some train and there was a big fight going on and she had to swallow her ring. But while she was sleeping, she actually swallowed her ring. It's a real story. It was not in her butt, you pervert.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So if you're ever going to a fast food restaurant and you're thinking you may be in a bad mood, a little frustrated, don't take things as far as this woman did. Police in Florida say investigators are looking for a woman who's accused of attacking Burger King employees at the restaurant on September the 11th at 1:45 in the afternoon because the woman became upset in the drive-thru of the Burger King. Investigators say she went inside and caused a disturbance, battered several employees and damaged store properties, and then fled in horror orange 2014 Dodge Charger.
Why do I imagine when you said battered that she was like, like putting together like batter on a fish stick?
Oh, yeah.
It's like
catfish.
Drop them in the fryer. Don't beat up the Burger King employees, man. That's
This guy wanted to give a whooping to some people at a sub shop. It was a sandwich shop. A South Carolina husband posted an image that has gone viral. His wife went into a sandwich shop in Greenville, South Carolina, and she was horrified when she came out and on the sandwich. You know, like they'll write on the outside of the sandwich sometimes your name or whatever it is. The word bitch was written on the side of the sandwich. And so he was furious. And so he storms into this particular restaurant. He said, "Are you freaking serious?" And that's when he yelled at the employees, but then he posted on social media. It wasn't until somebody commented on the social media post that it started to become clear what actually had happened. It didn't say bitch on the side of the sandwich. It said BLT and then CH for cheese. It was a BLT with extra cheese. And so B and the L look like an I, T, and then CH. You get where it went. Turns out it got shared by, 74,000 people on social media because they thought it was hilarious that this guy was melting down when really he's just a BLT with cheese. But the people at Jimmy John's at first were rather confused as to what was going on. They found some humor in it. No word as to whether or not the husband also thinks it's funny.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Not when 75,000 people share your stupidity. Mm-hmm. But, sometimes you got a white knight. And if you got a white knight, might as well be for your wife.
A journalist by the name of Sarah Welsh was doing a live report for KTLA down in Los Angeles on a fatal pursuit in Southern California in the city of Anaheim. And she had a rather unfortunate slip of the tongue in the midst of the live cross in front of the audience in front of the Anaheim police station. She tells the audience she tried to contact the man who was killed during the incident, which is pretty difficult to do unless you're a medium.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
No.
Maybe she's got a Ouija board, man.
I mean, how rude of that person. Like, you're not going to comment on the story? One more time.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
I'm not super superstitious, but I still don't like messing with Ouija boards, even though I know they're all fake.
Audrey?
No, never. Okay.
You never used a Ouija board?
Oh, hell no.
Ian, you for sure have, right?
Oh, I use it all the time, actually.
You still use it all the time?
Yeah, I love my Ouija board.
The time? That's the most dramatic thing I've ever
heard. I think the last time I used it was maybe like 4 days ago.
For what?
Who are you trying to reach out to?
Don't worry about it, man. I got people on the other side.
No, really. Like, tell us the story.
Oh, who am I trying to reach out to? No, honestly, like spirits. I think there's something going on in my house. I'm getting a lot of bird activity outside. Like, I've had
haunts apartments.
How do you know? I don't know what it was built on top of.
It was built like 3 years ago.
I don't know what it was on top of,
though. Indian burial ground.
It's on top of an old 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It was a terrible herbst. It's a desert, man. Come on.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
This is how stupid we are. Because, again, and I admit I fall under that umbrella because...
Ian's shaking his head.
Dude,
he doesn't think it's stupid at all.
They don't sell demonic devices where you can reach out to the other side at Target.
I didn't get it at Target.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at an oddity like Wiccan shop.
Oh, authentic.
Yeah,
huh?
It's
but it's
like
the same
box.
Ones they sell at Target.
No, it's not. It's not a Hasbro branded Ouija board, dude.
He's trying
it's not
to
an
reach
Oshkosh,
out.
But gosh, Ouija board.
You bought a bootleg Ouija board from someone that claims they're a witch in a strip mall?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's trying to reach out.
Bring it in.
To the ghosts of gas stations past.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you remember the time when someone put words in your mouth? Isn't that the worst thing ever? I mean, first of all, it makes you feel bad. And two, it's always you that has to fix it, too. You know, people are just terrible.
Message deleted.
What?
He said, don't you hate it when people put words in your mouth?
Does that happen to you a lot?
I don't think so. I don't know. If it does, they don't talk to me about it. And if they're not talking to me about it, I don't care. Whatever. Say whatever you want.
My husband does it all
me.
The time in an argument.
What do you mean?
whenever we're in an argument and he'll just basically make up things that I've said, but I haven't said them. And he's like inferring that I've said it.
Really?
I like that.
That's a high level move right there. That's some 40 chess.
Master manipulating of an argument that he can get out of doing house chores. And then I'm finally just like, all right.
So he'll just make up things that you said, and then you get so sidetracked by the fact that you didn't say that thing that you forget about the original argument. That's good. That's good strategy. Yeah, that's, that is straight out of the pages of The Art of War.
Which I think that we have as our dining room table accessory. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, we absolutely have that book somewhere.
Everybody has like the. Do you have them in your living room?
What?
Like
the books that you don't read.
Books that you don't read.
No, I put the books that I have read out. So I'm like, look at all the knowledge I have.
Mine's like the autobiography of Charlie Chaplin and Dune.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I never read it.
Oh. You're like, boy, these pages sure do look fresh. You're I'm very careful. I wear gloves when I read.
I bought it for a photo op.
You know that people used to have reading gloves? So they didn't mess up the pages?
They didn't.
Yes, they did. They used to have reading gloves.
No,
so they
didn't
smudge the pages?
Yeah. They used to have driving gloves, too.
Yeah.
And then we realized that we don't need gloves to drive.
Just wash your hands.
And definitely not to read. I mean, that seems like a real pain in the butt. Like, how would you, like, turn the page without...
I've seen the little...
Why, are you finger licker?
The little finger condoms.
A finger condom.
Yeah, that they had the little, like, they've got the spice. They kind of looks like a, like, from Mario Brothers, the little turtle shells.
Yeah, yeah, this will make us both more comfortable. You don't know where my finger's been. I don't know where your pages have been.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. I looked you up on IMDb. Didn't you write a show or like a movie or something? Oh, wait, that was Artie Lang. Okay, I'm sorry.
Message deleted.
Yeah, at one point many years ago, like being compared to Artie Lang would have been pretty high praise.
It still is.
Artie Lang, I mean, he's pulled it together.
He's 8 months sober, man. He looks good, minus the, you know, the blown up nose. I'm proud of that guy, man. Like
I'm hopeful that he can stay sober. Just not convinced yet.
Of course not.
He kind of looks like, you know, those blobfish.
Yeah, bit of a blobfish.
And also, if you're going to compare me to any celebrity, I will take a fat, out of shape Jason Segel any day.
That's because your wife has said that she thinks Jason Segel is attractive.
No, who she says she finds attractive? Oh, Kevin James.
This is the worst. Yeah, Kevin James.
Like, what is the matter with you?
Like, Kevin James, Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
No.
King of Queens.
Yeah. That Kevin James.
She's got a fat fetish or something. I don't know what it is.
Or something.
Or she just she's just lying to me. I don't know.
She's trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, it's like
trying to keep you relaxed so you stay off the market. Is that what it is?
Does your wife ever do this to you? Or have you ever been in a relationship where they're like, what celebrity would you most like to sleep with?
Oh yeah, I pulled that one before.
But then you can't pick somebody.
Can't pick someone that looks different.
You immediately start thinking who do they look like, and then you have to pick their doppelganger. Otherwise, it's a trap.
Yeah,
it is a trap you were trying to set us up for.
Like, she heard me talking on the radio one day about how I thought Jessica Alba was super hot, and she's like, I don't look anything like Jessica Alba.
I know, but she doesn't look that like not like
she
completely
looks
different than
completely
Jessica.
Completely different than Jessica Alba. Completely, like 100%. Jessica Alba is short and Hispanic.
Yeah, and I'm
she
saying
is
facially.
Tall
I'm
and
saying
Caucasian.
Like face shape.
Okay, yeah, you guys both have round heads.
Yeah, you will not be my lawyer on this one, buddy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. I know aliens exist. I have serious, serious proof. You want me to let you know? This is epic. World-changing stuff. Well, if you do, call me back and give me $100 and I'll let you know.
Message deleted.
No, thank you.
Ian, have you talked to any aliens by chance through your Ouija board?
No aliens. Well, that I know of. I would hope they would let me know if they're aliens or not. But I did try to call this guy back. It went straight to voicemail. I left him a voicemail. So
you know we are getting...
For the $100?
Yeah.
You sure that it's not one of these like...
The cards can reveal things that you will never see by yourself. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
Too soon, man. R.I.P., Miss Cleo. R.I.P.
She's been dead for like 7 years. Yeah, it's not too soon.
Too soon. You know we're
she's
getting...
a scam artist. What are you talking about?
You don't know that?
Don't
I mean,
we?
Yeah. Even though she lost several court cases.
I mean, she
but
was convicted.
What does that mean?
She was
really
convicted
mean?
Of being a scam artist.
She was railroaded.
Is that what it was?
Railroaded.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
She's going to haunt you now.
Wouldn't that be the worst one? Call me now. You're dead. Leave me alone, Cleo. Please call me. I'm so lonely.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So when it comes to food reviewers that are out there, right? Mahoney, you like a good review, and Audrey, you specifically really like pizza reviewers, like the whole Barstool Sports.
Oh, Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
El Presidente. He's my fave.
I don't care for Barstool, whatever. You know, I don't read their site, don't have their app, but I love the One Bite.
Well, you should.
Yeah.
Just because it's brilliant. It's all just stolen content. It's all just kids just being excited to get onto Barstool Sports. And they do no work.
But that doesn't.
They have no footwork.
But that doesn't excite me. I don't know. I mean, like, I like.
You were Dave Portnoy.
I like the pizza reviews, because I like pizza. I think he's got a pretty good pizza palate.
This is a little different, but it is a pizza review. So this is now available at Pizza Hut restaurants nationwide as the Stuffed Cheez-It Pizza combines true American classics of Pizza Hut pizza and Cheez-Its. Each pizza has four jumbo squares stuffed with your choice of either cheese or pepperoni and cheese. Customers will receive a side of marinara dipping sauce. And then Cheez-Its come into it as well. And one reviewer got on YouTube to talk about this new Cheez-It Pizza Hut combination. I mean, it sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Cheez-Its and pizza?
It's very cheesy. It's very tasty. It does taste like a Cheez-It cracker. Would I classify this as a pizza? No. I would actually dubbed it like some kind of Cheez-It stuffed sandwich bite or something. I wouldn't have dubbed it a stuffed pizza. It's not pizza-esque in my opinion.
Okay.
The stuffed Cheez-It pizza available exclusively at Pizza Hut for $6.49.
Dave Portnoy reviewed this yesterday and he gave it like a 3. He said it tasted like a
3 out of 10?
Yeah. Oh. He said it tasted like a mushy, like a knish.
No, I almost said a cannoli. Wrong.
Like a knish, like a potato thing. He said it doesn't.
What's a knish? I've never even heard of a knish before.
New York thing.
The New York thing.
Okay. But he said it was if he wasn't looking at it, he would say he knew it didn't taste anything like Cheez-Its. So I don't know. I looked at it looked kind of gross.
It does look gross.
Like if I want Cheez-Its on my pizza, I'm just gonna throw Cheez-Its on my pizza.
So if you've thought about, you know, leaving the country and starting a business, and in this case, the guy started a very popular offshore sports book called Five Dimes. You've, of course, seen Five Dimes.
One of the biggest ones out there. Yeah.
Over the years. He did that. He was living down in the Caribbean and got into some trouble, I guess. He actually got kidnapped in September of last year. He was abducted while leaving his office. He was driving a high-end Porsche Cayenne. It was found crashed after two traffic officers said that to have stopped him before he was taken away. So two cops pulled him over in this Porsche, and then four guys get out of this van and kidnap him. Now, officials have confirmed he's dead. They found his remains in a cemetery in a coastal town. It's a 3-hour drive from where he went missing. And what's wild about this is that his family actually paid about $1 million worth of the ransom that they were demanding. So they actually asked for $5 million. They paid $1 million in Bitcoin to try to save his life, and they still killed him.
I mean, it's crazy when you have that much money how big of a target you become. But to be fair, Five Dimes isn't technically legal here in the U.S.
No, it's definitely not. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security is investigating the company for money laundering.
Yeah.
In 2016, they opened that case.
You're getting involved, and you're dancing with characters who are kind of unsavory to begin
with. You're dancing with the devil, for sure. Yeah.
So it's sad that this guy's dead, but is it shocking? Not really.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks, and especially for his family that tried to do everything they could to save, because he was 43 years old, so not very old.
Young guy.
No,
yeah.
Young.
And getting killed, you know, after being kidnapped, you can't even imagine what, you know, those last, however long he was kidnapped for before they killed him, because he's been gone for a year since he got kidnapped. Who knows how long it was before they actually killed him. But, I mean, for your life to end like that, I can't think of a much worse scenario to be killed by kidnappers. You know,
pretty it's awful.
Pretty awful.
Pretty awful.
So a Moab, Utah woman is facing burglary and criminal mischief charges after police say that she broke into a woman's home and stared at her while she was sleeping early Sunday morning.
No, that's how you get shot.
Sometime between 2 and 2:30, the victim woke up and was startled that the 27-year-old, whose name is Tyra Jones, was standing over her, staring directly at her. The victim told police she just froze, not knowing what to do, eventually asking what Jones was doing there. She then left the room to wake up her son. When the two returned, they say Jones was looking through her closet with a flashlight on her phone. The victim's son knew Jones and had to drag her out of the house to get her to leave. Police eventually caught up with Jones and are now investigating the reasons why she allegedly broke into the home and decided to stand over the victim until she woke up. Ugh. Do you have to move out of that house?
Yeah.
You never feel safe again, right?
That is traumatizing. That lady, it kind of makes me wonder one of two things. One, if she was on drugs, that kind of, makes me feel a little bit
better.
It makes
you feel better, right?
Than of her just not being of clear and sound mind, because if she wasn't, that makes me think that she was there to maybe do some kind of harm.
Right.
You're staring at someone, watching them while they sleep.
That's almost the creepiest thing. The only time that I've heard a situation like this as of late is when we were talking about the Nicolas Cage stuff with the Cage or Stage.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he woke up one time and there was a guy sitting at the foot of his bed just watching him sleep.
But at least that's Nick Cage, who's famous for something. You know, not that it's any better, but it's like you go, you kind of rationalize not going to happen to me.
Yeah, you can rationalize like a super celebrity fan. Stalker yeah. sort of thing. Yeah.
What are they thinking when they're just hovering over? That's what that
that's
freaks
so
me out. Like
so creepy.
You broke into my house.
And if I hadn't woken up, what were you planning on doing next?
Also,
and not scared. She was never scared.
Where's
she never
ran. Where's your bedside weapon? You got to have a bedside weapon. If you don't have a bedside weapon, you're doing it wrong.
Also,
you not have a bedside weapon, Audrey?
We do.
I was going to say, yeah.
What do you have? Stuff. Like an AR-15? Like,
no, I don't know what kind of gun it is, but we have a gun.
Okay, yeah. That's normal.
Yeah. We have a gun. Bedside gun. Weapon.
I have a machete.
Do you?
Yeah.
But Andrew, it's on Andrew's side, so I would just have to use the lamp. Like, he is totally safe. Yeah, I am just aggravating the assailant.
I mean, you wallop somebody with a lamp, though. They're like, all right, I'll leave. I'll go.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It'd be great if it was one of those touch lamps where every time you hit him, it got brighter. Like, boom, 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 boom. And then it went off. Boom, and boom, boom, boom.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You have to let me know the last time each of you cried.
Mine was in yoga. Yeah. Well, they make you open up your and apparently you really have a lot of emotion in your
I would love to open my
I thought we were doing Know the Show, not bleep BS.
Turned out to be kind of the same. Audrey was talking about the last time that she cried, because all of us were asked. And Mahoney, somebody did call you out on the last time that you cried. They said, don't forget about the time that you cried about your security guard leaving. But
that was before.
This was just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it wasn't like sobbing. It was just, you know, teared up. It was there was a very touching moment in that in Carnival Row on Amazon Prime now.
But Audrey was talking about the last time she cried, and she said that it was during yoga class, and she was doing a particular exercise where she opens up something, and
there's a lot of hidden emotion hidden in the tension in the muscles of her body.
Uh-huh.
When you stretch them out, there are things that are unveiled that you don't even know are deeply rooted into your muscles. So whenever you stretch them out.
And you cried multiple times in this class,
six
right?
Times.
Yeah. And you hadn't stretched this muscle in front of a bunch of other people before, and it really made you emotional?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer gets set up with tickets to our Soundhouse at Inspire Theater. It's going on tomorrow through Sunday. It's going to be a great time with a bunch of the artists that are playing at Life is Beautiful. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Jamie.
Jamie, what is the correct answer?
Hips.
Hips is correct. Yeah.
Who knew? They were so emotional.
It's all in the hips.
You want to come get loaded with us this weekend?
That sounds like a plan.
Yeehaw, right. Brother.
Soundhouse, Inspire right. Theater. Looks like a good time. We look forward to seeing you there, man. Congratulations to you.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.